This is John Batchelor. Spoke with my colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about why the possible hesitation by the Republican majority in the House of Representatives to investigate what, during the previous campaign, 22, the Republicans said needed to be investigated. That is, the catastrophe of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Bill reminds us that this catastrophe was a long time coming, reaching back several administrations, and also has a recommendation to the Republicans about what needs to be done in order for the public to learn and in order for the United States to learn from its serial failures with puppet governments and combat. Here's Bill.
If the Republicans were smart, they would treat this problem down the middle and not just try and focus on the withdrawal itself, but really take a look at the systemic problems that led to the Trump administration. Well, really, first, the Biden administration negotiating with the Taliban. No, I'm sorry, the Obama administration negotiating with the Taliban, then the Trump administration negotiating with the Taliban, and then the Biden administration upholding the deal, that bad deal that Trump made, and following through a withdrawal, even though it should have been painfully obvious that the government was going to collapse. And instead, I think they're looking, they don't, you know, I think there's two things here. They want to, I think they're, you know, at the end of the day, they want a political hit on Biden, and they could get that if they were willing to look this straight down the middle. But the problem is they have to criticize Trump, and I don't think there's any appetite for that. And therefore, John, we're not going to get a real good look at the failures that led up to the withdrawal and then be able to dissect the withdrawal. You're going to get sort of these half measures that might generate a headline or here or two, but no one will really care.
This is John Batchelor.